I used to be on the bowling team.
Yeah. So you're like, you finna kill us.
I was actually bowling captain.
But you got nails on. Like, are you finna kill us?
You said what?
You got nails on.
I only have two.
Oh, is that like a look?
No.
Oh. Or is that, were you, like, were you meant to do that?
No.
Or?
Welcome back, everyone, to episode number four, podcast number four. We are L2L. I'm Jalen.
Sebastian.
Faith.
And I'm Bao.
Today's episode is brought to you by Apostrophe. Don't forget, new episodes every Tuesday. Please subscribe on Spotify and Apple Music and go to YouTube. Make sure you guys are tapped in. Tap that notification button so you can see whenever we post. What do we think, guys? How are we doing?
Well, we have somebody new here today.
We do. Ooh. We do. We do.
Pow, pow.
Let's
pow.
Give her a welcome.
Pow, you want to introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. Okay. So my name is Pau. I'm from Miami. I grew up here. I am half Colombian, half Puerto Rican, proud Latina.
Hey.
Part of my personality. And I create content more in, I guess, the Latinx market. I dance. I've made a lot of challenges during pandemic. I do lifestyle, beauty, fashion.
She does it all.
Yeah.
Does it all.
I love your name.
Pau.
Pow, pow. It reminds me of like Paw, Paw. Clues, Clues.
Like, pow, pow. What's your like nickname? Because I know it doesn't really get shorter from there, but.
No, I mean, my name.
Do people call you like something else?
It's Paula.
Oh, it's Paula.
I knew it was longer. You see?
That's why we're learning stuff too here.
Paula, yeah. Like Abdul.
It's Paula, but I feel like I'm in trouble when people say like Paula. So I like Pow.
Why Pow? Like, where'd you get, how'd you get there?
I mean, in Colombia, it's like a thing where like you never say people's full names. Like,
really?
Paulano is Paula, it's Pau. Or Camilo is Cami. Sebastian is Sebas.
Sebas? So I think I've heard that before.
Sebas.
Yeah. Everybody calls
it's like
Sebas.
Like C-bass. A love thing, like de cariño. Mm-hmm. Like you're like, oh, Pau. So I like it. It's
Pau. Pau is cute though. I like it.
I kind of like Sebas. I might have to change that to my new handle, Sebas.
Your artist name.
That should be DJ Sebas.
I think that's already somewhere, actually.
That sounds foreign.
What would Jalen be? Jay?
Jay.
Jalen.
Jay.
Faye.
Yeah, Faye.
It's pretty cool, actually. Not gonna lie.
Javier would be Hav.
Javi.
Why you get all them letters? Anyways, why were you talking about Javi?
What?
Why?
Wait, wait.
Cause
wait, what's going on?
He over there in the corner fiending.
Okay, cool. That's awesome, pal. Yeah. We appreciate you tapping in, joining in with us. We're gonna have some good conversations for sure.
I'm excited.
Most definitely. So since we're kind of on the topic about you and how you got started and everything, what is your, you know, content creator journey? Like, how did you get started? What made you want to do it?
Yeah, well, my mom actually is like a content creator. She started a really long time ago. She's a nutritionist. And she kind of always told me that I had like a great personality and I should do it. And the pandemic came. I downloaded TikTok. I think a lot of us did. And I just started doing TikToks, but it started blowing up when I realized with my best friends that there weren't like any dances to like Latin songs in Spanish. So we're like, let's make them up. And my best friend is an artist. He released his first album in pandemic and we made up like all the challenges for his songs and they blew up. They got like millions of views. Like everyone was waiting for the next challenge. So that's kind of how I got started.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so did your best friend's album do good because of that?
Yeah. Right? Well, like it went crazy. He just released a song with Shawn Mendes. His name is Camilo. He's the best. And yeah, it helped a lot. Like honestly,
that is so dope.
That is like actually insane. First of all, your mom being an influencer, like she was ahead of her time.
Yeah, she was. Like she started YouTube like before even Instagram existed. Like Facebook, and I was like, you gotta get on Instagram when it came out. And she was like, okay, fine. And
yeah, that's so cool.
That's a new start to a journey for sure. We haven't heard that one. My mom was a content creator, so she told me I should probably do it too.
That's gonna be our case.
It's almost always the other way around. Your parents are like, you're not gonna make a living off of social media. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, my parents were very supportive. Like they're just like make a living out of the things you love. So I think
that's so awesome.
Yeah.
That's
so my mom sweet. Is actually, she's like first generation of her family to like live here, came from Colombia. So I think like it's such a blessing to live in a country where you can really like make a living doing mm-hmm. things that you love.
And yeah. So. Wow, that's awesome.
So dope.
Yeah.
So what are you most excited for joining the house?
I'm excited to get to know you guys.
Hey.
Nice.
And it's cool to have like a creator community in Miami. I feel like it wasn't so big before the pandemic, and now everybody's like getting here. There's so much events. It's mm-hmm. great to just like be with like-minded people and have fun and create awesome content.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like this is like one of the best years to have like a content, especially a creator house that goes to an like live events, because there's mm-hmm. a lot of events happening this year. F1 just happened.
Yeah.
It was crazy. First time. It was the first time ever.
First time ever in Miami. Crazy, yeah.
So.
There's so many people in Miami. So many celebrities here this past weekend. It was insane.
I heard Jalen James was here too.
Dude, Sebastian was here.
Jalen was here.
You don't know his last name?
Topete.
You don't even know it. Topete. He doesn't know my last name. This is like my first
Sebastian
name.
Sebastian.
Sebastian Topete. Wow. I know it.
Yeah, forget this.
I know it.
I'm about to take my break. If Javier wants to join.
Sebastian Topete.
Nah, but yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, this weekend was pretty fun, I'd say.
It was. We went to that GoPuff McLaren event. Was fun.
Very lit.
Who performed?
Martin Garrix, which is like one of the best DJs. Started. We were just talking about this, how he started when he was like 16, like performing mm-hmm. at like huge festivals, which was just insane. But one of my favorite DJs. You guys had fun too.
Yeah, right? It was a good time. Yeah.
Yeah, we all had fun.
The setup of that event was very nice. They had all those McLarens mm-hmm. everywhere. I tell you what, those butlers, like those servers, they were doing Butlers. Their job. They were doing Butlers. Their job. I'll tell you what, they came up to me like every 30 seconds with they a tray were. Of food. I'm like, yo, I'm good. You done gave me 10, whatever they're called, wontons already. I'm good.
They were like, you know, your grandma during Thanksgiving. Yes. Trying to make sure you well fed. They were like, come have some water. No, they were doing their job. I'm like, y'all better be getting paid good
for
to be
real.
Serving us food like that. But the food was amazing. You know, the drinks were great. It was just fun, kind of like they had this GoPuff station where you could have all these like snacks and stuff, and I've never seen that before. So
yeah,
they had a lot of cool stuff.
Mm-hmm. They had it set up very well.
Very fire. Nice good little view. Shindig.
Hey, you guys see the view? The view was like the whole like
I didn't. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. It was all Miami. Yeah.
What else have we done? Like I haven't been
it was just a big weeks. It was a big weekend in general with F1. There was stuff, and also Kentucky Derby. We didn't go to that, but Kentucky Derby also happened. So like everybody went to the Kentucky Derby, I believe it was on Saturday, and then all those celebrities came to Miami the day of or the next day. I went to, where did we go? Story on Saturday night, and Gunna and Young Thug were there before they got locked up. And
oh yeah, wait, why did they get arrested?
RICO charges.
I don't know what that means.
It's like gang affiliation type stuff.
You know what's so funny? Oh, not funny. It's not funny. Not funny at all. But we were walking to the festival.
Yeah.
And we saw Gunner like walk, cause we were trying to go, cause I had to be there like at a certain time. Yeah. So we were cutting the line with him. So we were pretending like we were in Gunner's group, like his gang.
Yeah.
So like when they like cut the whole line, we were like right behind him, like pretending like yo move, like we're going in with them. And right when we get to the front to whatever to get into the, you know, behind the festival,
yeah,
he gets stopped and they like start searching him and his whole squad. So it took like an hour long.
Oh,
and
yeah,
everyone was waiting on so him much. He had so much on him, and he actually almost hit me with his car before this even happened, because he was riding in this like little, I don't even know.
You're almost rich.
Yeah, wow. I know. You should have just ran in front of it.
Right? I would have took one for the team.
My leg! I could totally see that, because like after seeing that,
yeah,
I was like, yeah, this guy is crazy.
They, and another thing just came out too, YFN Lucci, he's another rapper. When he was in prison, they said that, or he said that Young Thug and Gunna tried to have him killed. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on with all that right now. They're still, they have like 56 charges against them. Yeah, they might be done for.
Oh my gosh. Damn. You'll no longer be pushing P.
Yeah, no longer pushing P.
Free them though.
Other than that, yeah, I seen this. So free my guys. We said like free my guys.
We need some new music.
I'm dead. I saw YF and Lucci at the mall when I was in college once.
I like Lucci's music.
I've never heard a song.
It's pretty good.
But he just, I feel like those rappers always go like in a heavy behind Entourage.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, free Drake though.
He's not in jail.
Yeah, you guys didn't hear the news today?
No.
What?
Yeah, look. Do you have the website? The article of Drake?
Is he fibbing?
Yes.
No, I don't, no, I actually saw something about it.
Drake did not get locked up. I think
okay.
that would be.
Oh, all I think no. It was a fake. I think it was the fake Drake. What's his name? Drizzy.
Did anybody see the Met Gala?
Yes.
Yes.
That was like my Super Bowl.
Same.
Yes.
Same.
The biggest night of my life. Met Gala. Did y'all see any of the looks?
Yeah, I think we talked about this last week though.
Oh, you guys did? Oh.
Yeah.
Of course. The day that I'm not here,
But since you weren't here, tell us your favorite looks.
I think Cardi B was one of the best dressed okay. and most on theme.
Okay.
Did glamour. Who else?
Billy.
I loved it, no. but I wish her hair was blonde. What I think the it? Black was too oh, hard yeah. on the look. Mm. I loved Kendall Jenner's look. I know
okay.
that's your fan favorite of her.
No, it was a good look.
Bella Hadid. I'm trying to think. I like Kim K.
Any guys that you noticed?
Yaya. Loved his look.
Okay.
Yeah. I love Lizzo's look.
Okay.
I think all the guys, you know, guys are like hard to dress for mm-hmm. those events.
What's the Austin Gunna? Butler? Is that his name? It was like Vanessa Hudgens' ex.
Oh,
he looked so good.
I saw him, and he's with like a new girl.
Yeah, with Kaya. She looks stunning.
Poor Vanessa. How would you broke your heart? Imagine you're interviewing people at an event, and your ex comes in with his
oh my
new
gosh.
Girl.
I would die.
Did she interview them?
I don't think so. I think they actually, you know, publicists, like, made sure that whenever they came on the carpet, she was pulled off the carpet.
Wow.
I think. This is what I heard, but, you know, there's lies all over the internet.
Right.
No, I feel like they would do that, though.
What?
Like, they would ask in advance, like, yo, make sure
are
like,
you comfortable
ex...
with this or that.
Well, I don't think she interviewed them, so I think that, like,
or even just
be sure.
on the same carpet, maybe.
Like... And I love, like, Emma Chamberlain's interviews.
With...
Yes.
Do you see the one with Jack Harlow?
Like, yeah, she's like, love you, too.
Bro, Jack Harlow's interviews... might be one of the most entertaining things ever.
Yeah, he's so funny. You know who I miss though? Kiki Palmer.
Yes.
Yes, the is that my girl?
Yeah. Yeah, her interviews were so awesome.
So good. They should have brought her back. Oh my girl.
Yeah.
She better be busy, but yeah, what else? Since y'all be talking about everything since I've been gone. I drove from Jersey to Miami last week, so.
How long was that?
18 hours.
Oh my
okay.
gosh.
But I didn't think it would be that long.
Really?
Yeah.
New Jersey to Miami.
Yeah.
Did you stop?
I went from...
Yeah.
Where did I leave from? Iowa? I went from... Did I go from Iowa or Kansas City? Kansas City. Kansas City to Florida. That was 20 hours.
Oh,
so I thought it... Yeah, I thought it would be a little bit shorter from New Jersey.
Mm-mm. And then we stopped at Washington, D.C., and we stayed there for a night.
Mm.
And so we just drove 15 hours straight. Well... He drove 10.
That's what happened to me.
I drove 5.
But mine was like accidental. I was trying to split it up 10 and 10.
Uh-huh.
Like 10 one day, 10 the next. And I was in the car for 12 hours and only made it about 5 because the weather was so bad.
What?
I like that was the probably no cap the scariest experience of my life.
What was the weather?
Oh, it was like horrible blizzards. Like I should not have been on the road. I'm so serious. Like God was definitely watching over me that day. That was horrible. Horrible.
Oh my gosh.
It was so bad.
Insane.
Yeah.
I would have been sick. What's y'all favorite weather?
I love the snow, honestly.
I love rain.
You like rain?
I like the rain too.
Like
hey, no
cold,
cap.
Cold rain.
Oh no. You've never been in the cold
outside.
Then.
Nah, I'm from California. So
that's not cold
that's
rain.
But I like, maybe not the super cold, but like, you know, the chill. Where it could like makes you want to like stay in on bed all day and just.
Oh, okay.
I feel unproductive mm-hmm. when it rains. Same. I love me a nice sunny day. Like, the type of sunny day when you walk out, you start sweating.
I can't stand that.
I love it because I feel like it gives my skin a natural glow. My hair is like hydrated. And when I sweat, I feel like I just look like I'm glowing.
Mm.
I love like Miami winter. Like, I don't know if you guys have gotten like to 60 like
60 degrees. Yeah,
it's like cold, but it's hot, but it's not humid. That's like my
pow, like cold 60 degrees. Pow, girl. You ever been to the Midwest or
70s cold?
I lived in New York.
You did?
I went to college in Manhattan.
So that's cold. She said 60 degrees is cold. I was like, girl.
It's like Miami cold. We pull out the Uggs and the jackets and we're like, okay, this is our winter.
I think like a New York summer is the best type of summer.
Yeah,
like,
that's good too.
It's 75.
Really?
Oh my gosh, we should take a trip to New York this summer.
Like, I'm taking one.
Well, we're going for summer. What's called? Is Gov it Gov Ball?
Yeah.
You're
going? Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you were just going to Bond.
No, I'm going to both.
So okay, what's the weather like during that time? Like, what would I got to prepare myself to dress?
It's so nice. It's so pretty.
Right now it is?
Right, like now.
Because Gov Ball's in a month.
Next month it'll be nicer.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
3 weeks.
It's so beautiful in the summer.
Really?
Yeah, like it's just such nice weather. Shorts. It's so breezy. Yeah.
Like shorts sandals.
Shorts and a sweatshirt type of vibe.
No shirt.
I wouldn't say a sweatshirt, but like I would say like you could get away with like
a long sleeve, a loose long sleeve.
Like a loose long sleeve, like a cardigan type of moment.
Okay.
It's nice.
Okay.
Like, and just the streets of like New York are so alive during the summer. You see like kids like playing with like fire hydrants.
Oh, that's dope.
Things and it's so nice, so.
It's like Christmas, there is the best, I feel like.
Christmas in New York?
It's you just get the whole Christmas feeling,
that's
though.
Cliche that's cliche movie Christmas. Type thing, right?
Yeah. No, but I've been there during Christmas.
No, I'm sure it's dope. That's what I'm saying. They'd give you like that, oh, I'm in a Hallmark movie type of feeling.
That's what they do, and I felt that.
Seb like walked out his Airbnb like, where's the cameras at?
I felt that.
No, yeah, it actually is really nice, especially like you see the Rockettes and the Rockefeller, and you know, you go ice skating. It's like the whole experience, but I think you experience it one too many times. Yeah. You're like, oh, okay.
I've literally never
I've
been.
I've only done it once, though.
I've never been in New York.
We have to take him to New York.
Well, I'll be there for Govball, so it's not Christmas time, but.
Where are we? Yeah, I want to know where we're staying at Govball. I know.
I heard. Because you said summer in New York is awesome. I heard summers in New York suck because it stinks. Depending on where you are.
Oh, yeah. When it's hot, no, doesn't it smell worse? Because it's...
I don't know. That's what somebody told me.
Okay, let me say, summers in Jersey, which are right... The Jersey part that I live right next to New York, perfect. So beautiful. The parks are so nice. And it's not like a crowd, a bunch of people. I might have to take them around my part of the woods when you guys are in New York.
I have to
show you the finer things, and they'll be advocates for
the finer things.
The finer things, and nobody's weather beats California's.
Facts.
Yeah. Really?
It's the best weather.
Bro, it's honestly, never bad.
That's true.
It's never bad.
So beautiful.
Seb's lived there, and he's like, really?
Well, maybe that's because all he knows, you know.
Yeah.
Your weather is not humid. It's breezy.
Yeah.
It's not too hot.
We've been talking about the weather for like 10 minutes.
That's fine.
What trains the weather?
I love, bro.
The weather, man.
I love Midwest weather.
We're like,
I don't even care.
So tomorrow, guys, it's going to be sunny, a little bit of rain.
I absolutely love it.
Really? The cold?
Oh my gosh. Sometimes it's a little out of pocket. Like when it's like -20 and you're not supposed to be outside. Yeah, that's a little out of pocket. They can chill with that. But other than that, like, you don't get a fall like you would in the Midwest, like anywhere else, I feel like.
What do you mean?
Like, the autumn, like, it's so beautiful. Like, the landscape, it's just, like, perfect for, like, fall weather.
We got to clickbait this podcast, like,
weather.
What's the weather report? What's the weather? Biggest weather report in history.
The longest weather.
Bro, dead. All right, so this week we attended a ton of events, and you know we got to keep that skin looking fresh always, and that's why we are excited to partner with our new sponsor, Apostrophe.
Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed oral and topical medications that are clinically proven to help clear acne. At Apostrophe, a board-certified dermatologist, yes, you heard that correctly, will create a personalized treatment plan that is perfectly tailored to your unique skin.
Simply fill out Apostrophe's online quiz about your skin goals, medical history, and then snap a few selfies, and a board-certified dermatologist will create a customized treatment plan. Apostrophe treats all types of acne, from hormonal acne to facial acne, even chestnut, back knee, and butt knee. They treat all breakouts from head to toe.
Yeah, I was actually filling out the survey yesterday. I thought I was going to have to send a butt pic. I'm just kidding. I actually didn't expect that they wanted a picture right then and there. So I had to take like the ugliest selfie in bed. Like I literally looked somebody like just like shot on my pillow. It's like crazy. But, you know, all for a really great experience. I didn't have to leave my bed. So that is, you know, the best part. And, you know, I didn't have to schedule an appointment with a dermatologist. They just got back to me, you know, within the time frame that they said they would. And, you know, they are going to cater to my needs. And, you know, talked about the fact that I have rosacea that has gone untreated for so long. So, yeah, I think it was just like such an easy, swift experience. And shout out to Apostrophe.
And we also have a special deal for our audience. Save $15 off your first visit with an Apostrophe provider at apostrophe.com/L2L. Apostrophe.com/L2L when you use our code L2L. The code is only available to our listeners.
All right, to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/L2L and click begin visit. Then use our code L2L, sign up, and you'll get your first visit for only $5.
That's apostrophe.com/L2L and use that code L2L to get your dermatologist crafted treatment plan for $5. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring the podcast.
Okay, so speaking of the weather, we're going bowling today.
We are going bowling.
I thought we were going go-karting.
No, we're going bowling.
We went go-karting a few days ago. I used to be on the bowling team.
Yeah. So you're like, you finna kill us.
I was actually bowling captain.
But you got nails on. Like, are you finna kill us?
You said what?
You got nails on.
I only have two.
Oh, is that like a look?
No.
Or is that, were you meant to do that? No, or?
It's me having all my nails broken except for two. Is that a look? Is that a look?
Well, then you could bowl, I guess, now.
No, yeah. So I'm trying to pop them off before we go bowling, but I'm excited. And I was in high school when I was bowling. Okay, so don't think I'm about to show out and be, you know, just
I said we out. All like go somewhere like to the mall, get matching like bowling team outfits. Yes. And show up and that'd show be out.
Nice. L2L bowling. We should start a bowling league.
We should.
Low key. Yeah,
we should turn this house into a bowling house.
Yeah.
I'm really bad.
Really?
So, yeah. Like, I use the bumpers and everything.
No, you can't use the bumpers, pal. You gotta just shoot straight.
I'll try.
Yes.
I get lucky sometimes.
Am I good? You'll see.
He's a liar. He was like punking by his Top Golf game, and then he started like swinging like Tiger Woods.
Nah. Okay, bowling. When I'm back in LA, like, we'll go bowling. Like, me and my friends go bowling, like, when there's like nothing else to do, which is like every other night. But we go and it's fun. Okay. And I'm all right. I'm not gonna say I'm the best, but I'm also not gonna say I'm the worst.
Have you bowled over 200?
No, I think I consider that maybe like a pro.
Have you bowled over 200?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No, what the heck? That's a pro. If you're bowling over 200, you're a pro.
I'm getting like 140, 160. I'm getting what? 140, 160 though.
I feel like if you're like okay at bowling, you can get like 200.
Not okay. To get over 200, you need to at least have half strikes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people can do that. And that's like a good.
Pro. Okay, I'm not good. I'm getting like 140, 160. I call that a pro. I don't know.
That means you're getting no gutters, all strike or we'll half see. Strikes, some spares.
Who do you guys think is the pro bowler? Maybe in the next podcast, we'll let you guys know
who got the highest score.
Yeah, we're going to let you guys know.
Jalen, what do you usually bowl?
I don't go enough.
Like high 50s?
High 50s.
Like somewhere like 160?
Okay, okay, you're good.
Well, they're better than me because I barely break 100. I break like 110.
That's still good, okay. Too.
That's
no,
good.
It's not. No, it's not.
I'm just saying this. I know it sucks.
He doesn't know anything, but, you know. And where are y'all going later this week?
Marlins game.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. Are you guys coming to the Marlins game?
Yeah, you guys going?
Baseball?
I might.
Okay.
I don't think I am. My really? Mom's no. coming this time.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Going to get my closet organized for the second time.
And your girlfriend's coming on. It's your anniversary?
No, it's her birthday.
Birthday? That's going to be fun. So she got a lot going on this weekend.
When's y'all anniversary?
We don't have a set date.
What? Mm-mm. What do you mean?
Just pick one.
We don't have a date. Like,
what? So literally. How do you know it's in a year?
We just like guess.
What?
So we started like quote unquote like talking, or I'll say this. The first day we met was in January of 2021. So we've known each other for about a year and a half now, but we started like technically dating in like June or July. So it's been a year. We've been together for over a year.
Even though like y'all have been dating, even though it's May?
I would say, yeah, we're close to about a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So well, do you guys keep track of like when, like do you guys put in your calendar like, oh, first kiss. Oh, like yeah, I asked her out.
I write in my diary.
Is that what all girls do?
She didn't even keep track of that stuff either.
I'm the worst.
Well, like neither of us did.
You don't got a time.
Neither of us did though. Like that's what I'm saying. I didn't keep track and neither did she.
So there wasn't a day you officially asked her?
Mm-mm. It just kind of like happened. It's a long story.
I was like, I'm not gonna
sit and explain it, but it's a long story.
That is insanity.
I'll tell you about it off the podcast.
Maybe we should be talking. Maybe we should. This subject should be like talking about like, you know, relationships.
Okay, Sebastian.
And I need some tips. Yeah. So do girls like? Do you guys like want to be asked out, or like does it just happen?
I'm single until somebody asks me. Yeah.
What's the question though? Like,
will you be my girlfriend?
That easy, just like that.
Yeah.
Isn't it like, do you want to go out or is that?
No, not do you want to go out? Because go out where? Where are we going out to? Mm-hmm. I need you to say, I want you to be my girlfriend. And until those words are said, I'm single.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same.
Really? I don't like that beating around the bush. Like, I don't like the, like, I don't know what we are.
We're talking.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate
we're talking.
Casually dating.
I like the term together.
To date, no?
We're together?
Yeah.
Well, that could be a lot.
Right? That could be so much. That's what a lot of people are together. Like, we're in the same room. Are we together? Like, are we sleeping in the same bed? Like, as a unit, like, do we move as a unit? Or, like, I don't like
we're together. That's my girlfriend.
I think my question always is, do you want to be, like, a unit?
That's yours. You want to be a unit?
he's capping.
You want to be a unit. No, yeah, you have to say, I want you to be my girlfriend.
Yeah. Or do That's you want to be my girlfriend?
What about, like, do you want to be more than friends?
No.
Why does that even mean?
Yeah. Seb's trying to find every way around it. Well, technically, I didn't ask you to be my girlfriend.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, technically, that isn't. Because, like, it's more than friends, but...
Less than a girlfriend.
No. So it's like in the talking stage.
No, that's like friends with benefits.
Yeah, exactly. He kind of get all the good stuff without the hard stuff.
I feel like it's so confusing sometimes. Like, maybe it has to be easier, like, the relationship life. I feel like
it's really easy.
I feel like, you know, you'll find people that also agree with you, that will align with those things. Like, don't want to put a label on it. You know, just want to enjoy somebody. That's, you know, fine. But I feel like those are things you discuss early on. You know, you set intentions. So my intention is that you need to be either about me or without
me. Or not.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You're there about me.
I'm the same way about, yeah.
You got to be about you or without you. You're here first, y'all. Yeah. Make sure you put a ring on it if you start talking to Sebastian.
Yeah, too. Yeah, that was a great topic. I feel like
that, like, I'm over it.
I feel like the audience probably learned a lot too.
They probably did.
Yeah.
If I was watching, I would learn a lot just from what you guys said, and just sitting here, I learned a lot.
Welcome to the L2L TED Talks about relationships.
Yeah.
If you guys ever have any questions, drop them down below.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a girl's perspective. You can get guys' perspective.
Single perspective.
There's only one. Get a married perspective.
Hey.
I was like, I'm married. I can give you guys marriage advice.
Yes. I don't plan on being married anytime soon, but yeah.
So. I do.
It's honestly like the best thing in the world. Like, really? For real.
I imagine it.
Like, but it's like your built-in best friend forever. Like, that's it. Like, you're with me for life. That's forever. It. I'm down, you're down. You're up, I'm up, you're up.
I love that. I feel like I want to wait till I'm like 29 though.
To like, I don't know about. No, I would love to get married.
When do you want to get married?
Me?
45.
I don't like to put a time frame on marriage.
Because it could be tomorrow.
Because here's my thing. Week. Like, before I met Ashley, I was like, yeah, I'm not getting married for a while. Then I met Ashley, and I was like, okay, yep, she's the one. There's no reason for me to wait. Like, the only reason I would wait now is because I want it to be a situation where we're both living together and, like, we can build our future wherever we're at. Obviously, right now, I can't do that.
Right.
So... basically, whenever I move in together with her, that's when.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We moved in first. We're like, can we handle each other? Okay.
Yeah.
We can. We handled the pandemic together? Okay. And then he was like, because I was like, I need a ring.
I feel like the hardest thing is probably like dating someone, and then you really get to know them when you move in with them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think it'll be a whole complete different person. You, well, just we lived, like, you know what? Forget it.
We lived together before I moved here.
Really? Mm-hmm. Actually, it's against my religion to move in with somebody before you guys get married.
So really?
I don't plan on ever getting living with somebody till I get married with them.
Really?
Even though technically, yeah, I am basically we're with each other every day.
But yeah. Not really though.
Yeah, but not like really. Like we go home to our separate spaces, and it said that like you're supposed to wait till you're like fully married. Mm-hmm. And you know, I don't like subscribe to everything that like my religion, you know, states. But I feel like that is one thing that I want to do, because I feel like love is very unconditional. You know, like when you have a kid, let's say your kid's like really messy, you're not gonna be like, okay, get out, I can't deal with you. But people look at relationships like that sometimes. They'll be like, oh, if they are messy and I'm not messy. I feel like that's kind of puts love on conditions for me personally.
Right.
You know, so it's just like one of those things I'm just like, I'd rather save that for marriage.
I'm gonna love you regardless.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be in a wedding end of July, and it's one of my best friends back in Kansas City, and his fiance, they live together, they sleep in separate rooms. So if that's what you're referring to, like you can live together, but if you're not sleeping together, that's different.
I think it's kind of the opposite. I just kind of like you to go to your own home.
Right.
And like
I go
to my own, like we have our still our own separate spaces that we can like, you know, be ourselves in and not like live. Like I want my own room, but like in my own home, and like
it's the opposite. You sleep together but go back to your own house.
Yeah. Kind of like the opposite. Yeah, you sleep together, but we also have our own space to go back to. Only because like whenever I think about marriage, I think of like buying a home, or I think of like buying a space together.
Yeah.
And I feel like when I do that early, that's, you know, not your case and not a lot of people's cases, but some girls are glorified roommates. Yeah. Y'all know exactly what I mean. They're like cooking and cleaning, and like they got, you know, the guy's already living with them, so they're like, why I gotta propose? You know what I'm talking about. Like,
and your boyfriend's a realtor, so
yeah, I know. So,
there you go.
So he could sell me a nice little house, because we'll buy a house together, but I can't see that for me to like the next few years. But I will never say never, because I also said I was gonna be single until I was like 30.
Yeah,
and look at me now.
Never know.
Never, you never know. Sebastian,
I'll be next.
How's your status?
My status is remaining single.
You're not in a unit right now.
I haven't popped a question. Will you be my girlfriend? So we're gonna stick to that.
Let's look up some rapid fire questions.
Let's do it.
All right, want to do the thing where
so I'll ask and I answer my own, and then we'll go down the list.
We should start with
Sebastian.
Yeah, Pal, you want to start?
You ask the question, you answer, and then everybody goes. And then Jalen asks, answers, goes. Sebastian asks. So it just goes like that.
Okay. Yep.
All right. Rapid
fire
questions.
So you ask the first one and then answer it.
So do I just say favorite city?
Don't show us all of the questions. I'll think about it too much.
Okay. Favorite city. Mine. I'm going to say Bogota in Colombia.
I'm going to say Kansas City.
I'm going to say Miami.
I was going to say Miami.
Are you actually? Yeah. This is actually a favorite city?
I love the city.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Next question. Ooh, best holiday. I got to go with Christmas.
Christmas.
New Year's.
Christmas.
Okay, Faith, New Year's.
New Year's.
Can you explain a little bit about that?
I think I know what she's going to say.
What?
I think that's everyone.
I guess, but you probably celebrate New Year's in New Jersey, right? Like in New York?
Yeah.
You ever been in Times Square?
No, it's too crowded. But the reason why it's my favorite holiday is because I feel like, no offense to Christmas, I love me a Christmas, but I feel like there's something sad about the fact that people don't have like family or like things like that to go home to. You know, they say the most suicides happen around
Christmas,
the holidays. Yeah. But I think something about New Year's, and I know it's really cliche, but everyone's really optimistic. Everyone has like their resolutions. Everyone's like, New Year, new me. And people are like, you know, they will hate on that stuff, but I feel like it's the first time and like the only time around the like a year that everyone in the world has the same mindset about like how we can be positive. Like, what's our, you know, New Year's resolutions? You know, like, I don't know. It just feels like we're one for once. You know what I mean? It's like no one really cares about everyone celebrating like something different. You know what I mean? It's like we're all in the same one accord, if that makes sense. And I just feel like the energy is just different. Like, you know, it's New Year's and you're counting down. I feel like nothing really matters when you're like 10, 9. You're not like thinking about, you know, how hard life is or how hard your job is or your relationship sucks. You're just counting down, and I kind of love that. I know that's like really cheesy, but I'm a pretty cheesy person. So yeah, that's why. But go ahead.
what age do you want to retire? I mean, I would wish it was like this year, but
are you not already retired?
Yeah, it's like 50. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I would be like a Bora Bora right now if I was retired.
He said, but he's hard at work on this podcast.
I would say maybe like, I don't know, what's like 50, 40?
I would say 30.
Was that too young? I don't know.
I would say like 35 to be in the middle.
I'm going to say 40 at the oldest, 35 at the youngest. In
y'all,
that time frame,
y'all trying to retire at 35?
Don't people usually retire like at 60, like 70?
Mm-hmm. No. See, I'm trying to retire half of that.
Yes, that'll be fire.
Favorite pre-game beverage? I love me a nice Four Loko.
Oh my, shorty trying to get. she not margaritas. Trying to make it.
What?
Margaritas.
Gatorade.
I would say the same thing, like Pedialyte.
What? Yeah. Water. Drink some water.
Okay, pal.
Ooh, first celebrity crush. I remember it like it was yesterday. Nick Jonas.
I think mine was Vanessa Hudgens from when she was in High School Musical.
Mine's probably Big Time Rush. Or Selena Gomez. Gomez.
I think one of mine's was Will Smith. Ooh. In Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jalen.
Last Halloween costume. I don't remember. I don't really. Next.
I was a baseball player.
I actually wore 30 Halloween costumes last Halloween, but my favorite was I dressed up as Kylie Jenner when she dressed up as a Victoria's Secret model.
Ooh.
Mm.
Did you say 30?
I did. I do a Halloween costume every single day.
Halloween's one day.
I know.
A lot of costume parties, huh?
I got it. No. Oh. I just do like a series. I do a Halloween costume every single day of October. Wow. You know? And I try to like give girls like plus size options and like unique ones and ones you can buy.
Oh, you do it all month too? Like, all every month. Day? Yeah. Oh, that's pretty sick.
So that way, you know, you get inspiration because like it's hard, you know? So then when the 31st comes, you have a lot of ideas and you look on my page, you know?
Nice. I might have to do that next.
Selfless plug. Yeah, do it.
I have to.
Oh, I remember what I was. What? I was a Teletubby.
What?
We
need to see that picture.
Like last year?
Yeah.
I don't think I dressed up last year. I just did my makeup weird.
What about the year before that?
I don't think I dressed up either.
Okay.
I kind of just put glitter on my face and
call it a day.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm a cowboy or whatever.
I feel that.
Space.
Seb, you're next, right?
No, yeah, it's you.
You're next. He wrote
I did last. Halloween. I did Halloween.
Oh, workout or sleep in? Kind of just depends. It depends how I feel that morning. So if that morning I want to sleep in or if that morning I want to work out. So it's not really, it's like 50-50. But lately it's been sleeping in. But it just depends.
Yeah. I feel like my ideal life, it's working out. But my current life, it's sleeping in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sleeping in always. I love to sleep.
Come on, baby.
You know Jalen's is already part of sleeping in.
We working that.
Last song you listened to. I listen to Gyalis, the she and song.
She.
I listened to Guado. It's my husband's song.
Yeah. Wait for you, Maverick City.
Dua Lipa, Jack Harlow.
You really listen to that song?
Yeah, it was fire. It's pretty good.
Okay.
Go to dance move. I don't know. I think I just kind of wiggle.
The wiggle?
Okay. Like, yeah.
I would say Dougie, Wave, or Smeeze.
That's one three. Of those three.
He just does it all. Or does it all. I probably do it. You know, I'll probably bust down like a wiggle too sometimes. It really depends what type of mood I'm in.
No, your go-to move is the hand up.
Or like, you know, the...
Yeah. It's like the hype man.
Seb taught me that.
I did. I think one of the first weeks, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's my special move, too, so not a lot of people know that move.
So, in spirit of Formula One race week, last question, favorite car, I got to go with a Urus.
McLaren.
I don't really like cars, but if I had to pick one, a Bentley.
Ooh. Mm. A Porsche. Porsche? Is that, am I saying Porsche. It wrong?
I think Porsche. It's Porsche.
It is Porsche?
Yep.
Right?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The more you
Fun
know.
Fact, it's not Porsche. It's Porsche. Because a lot of people say that, actually. A lot of people think it's Porsche. It's Porsche.
I had a lot of friends named Porsche.
Hmm.
All right, well, see you next Tuesday.
That does it. We'll see you guys next Tuesday, where we're going to get pumped up for a big music festival in Vegas. You guys already know what it is. Thanks again to Apostrophe. Remember to use promo code L2L and save $15 off your first free visit. See you guys next Tuesday, and subscribe on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube. Love you guys. Peace.
Peace.